This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Update. These are the five stories we're following this morning in a fascinating morning. First, Southwest Airlines trying to get back on track. Due to weather, air traffic, and labor issues, the airline canceled 1,900 flights this weekend and another 350 to 60 flights on Monday. The labor union says it's bad management. Southwest says it's weather and air traffic control. It's a fascinating, interesting situation. Southwest for so long was a favorite of labor and highly admired business, and now sort of taking it on the chin right now. We'll see how long that lasts. Second, COVID hospitalizations and deaths drop. Deaths now average 1,650 over the last 7 days, with new cases averaging 90,000. Now, these stats are still high, but you have to remember 1,657 compares to about 2,800 not that long ago. And new cases averaging 90,000 is better than 170 they were up to about a month and a half ago. Hospitalizations are down to 56,000, and that's down from nearly 100,000 on September 2nd. So a strong move in the right direction. Stocks, after a tough day yesterday, are pointing up slightly today. We'll see how that goes. The bond markets were closed yesterday. The 10-year Treasury yield should open around 1.60, 1.614. The 52-week high for the Treasury yield is 1.76. Fourth, economists worry that we're moving into a period of stagflation. It's a term that we've not heard in a long time. I'm old enough to remember the term. Like winter is coming, they say stagflation is coming. It's the mix of stagnant growth coupled with inflation. Finally, the people that made sort of private equity famous, Henry Kravitz and George Roberts, together with Kohlberg. Kravitz and Roberts are now stepping down as the co-CEOs of KKR and passing the throne on to the next generation. But KKR was sort of made famous in Barbarians of the Gate and sort of, one of the lead names historically in private equity. So just fascinating to watch sort of this changing of the guard from an industry that's really grown up in the last 30 years. Thank you very much for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Update.